The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Hear the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but he has no root and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. The Gospel of the Lord. Really a perfect opportunity for us today to celebrate this memorial mass for John, because Jesus has already given us the homily here, so I can say a few words perhaps in addition without circumventing the scriptures here. But it's important for us to see, just as we saw the other day, that the people gathered around Jesus are they're so eager to have the kingdom of God come on earth. They're gathered around this potential revolutionary who's going to bring about God's rule, who's going to bring about God's regime, and they don't understand why Jesus is not going about things the way that they're going about them, the way that they want him to go about them, the way they think that God's kingdom is going to come on earth. And here we see perhaps this is some of the hidden reasoning, the hidden workings of God that allow us to see why it is the plan is not going according to what they had desired, but that God is, say, bringing about something better, something longer lasting. Jesus here is not simply a revolutionary to come and impose his regime on others, but that he calls them and invites them to participate. Not as slaves or servants or soldiers or what have you, but as sons. He calls them to participate in God's kingdom as fully alive human beings. They have to take then responsibility for themselves. They don't just sit back and say, okay, passively receive the word of God. No, actively receive, right? So working, but to receive the work of God both in their own hearts and then through them into the world as God himself builds this movement that reclaims lives, that sets loose on the world the great power of his own love. We see that, I think, and I love this last little part where he said that's the 30, 60, 100-fold, because I think we should see in the life of John the 30, 60, and 100-fold. And I think it's time also to say again that the gospel is advanced chiefly through suffering. Yeah, John knew suffering. He knew, and a lot of it, right? John knew what it was to suffer, but he knew what it was to cling to Christ in the midst of suffering. That's the chief means of the advancement of the gospel in our day. Why is that, though? It's because that's simply what love looks like in a fallen world. So yes, the persevering in his own suffering, but also not being afraid then to suffer for the sake of love. And we got to witness that every day. And why I say it's beautiful, the 30, 60, and 100-fold is, anyone from the outside looking at John wouldn't have said that he was all that fruitful. You just wouldn't have said it. Because where is it? Where is it? But when you put on the eyes of faith, then we see what that fruitfulness was in caring for his sister and in loving those around him. Very, very, very loving man who we realize in his heart was sown that seed And it certainly wasn't choked off by ambition or worldly desire, right? It definitely had deep roots as he worked to receive it, and be with Jesus in every aspect of his life. So we have in John a disciple, right? Someone who we could see hold out as an example of what it means. Both he realized, he knew he was loved. He knew he was loved by God, and there was nothing at all preventing him from loving others, loving those around him with that same love. That's our task today as well, is to receive the word that is sown here, receive it so deeply that it takes root and it's nourished by our following Jesus and trusting him in all things and letting his love come to expression in our lives. Our love is too small. John's love alone would have been too small, but allowing Jesus' love to come to fruition in our lives, and John in his life, we could see then the rich expression of that love in his very action. So to us, every single thing we do should be love. Every single thing we do, our motivation at all times should be love. Love of God and our neighbor. If that's true, then we too will be the 30, 60, and 100-fold that Jesus talks about.